Good afternoon, it's Phil from socialhikingshareyouradventure.com. I just wanted to do an audio boo today based on a question that Mike Parsons asked the social hiking community on Google Plus, and I wanted to do a boo about it to kind of open it up to the wider social hiking community. And it's about 3D printing and technology and circuitry within outdoor equipment. Earlier in the year, Adidas unveiled a smart football boot. This football boot has some clever cleats that have sensors in and an electronic brain which captures speed, average speed, maximum speed, number of sprints, distances, steps, steps length, all the possible data you could ever need. And then all this data gets sent wirelessly to a tablet or a computer. And not only does this give you some really useful data to kind of compare and see whether or not you're improving your stamina and things like that, but it also allows you to compare your data and your performance with world-class footballers using a website. And this kind of technology, these small sensors and electronics, are going to become much more accessible to smaller industries thanks to 3D printing, which allows circuitry to be printed from a solid bit of plastic using a relatively accessible printer. So these kind of devices and sensors and electronics are going to become easier to add into outdoor equipment. And Mike's question, and what he was interested in getting input from social hiking users, is what circuitry you would like to see built into outdoor products, whether or not it's packs or boots or clothing or tents or even a product that hasn't been invented yet. And what devices you might want to feed that to or link it to. And he gave the example of Share Your Adventure. You know, I guess one very obvious example is having a shoe that you, the moment you start hiking, it identifies that you're hiking and then starts pinging your location to social hiking, for example. And he asked that you don't focus, sorry, he asked that you focus on what you need or dream that you need, not to worry about what's possible. And think about the things, what things would make things simpler, easier, faster, more weatherproof, lighter, that kind of thing. And one suggestion that came in was from Daniel at Cheap Tents. He was saying about having kind of sensors and alerts because people get hypothermia because they feel hot, take off their jackets and warm layers, and then as the temperature drops, they then get hypothermia. And so you could have a sensor or warning device that alerts people that their body temperature or the air around their body has reached a critical temperature. So I want to open that up to other social hiking members of the social hiking community to kind of have a think about if in your wildest imaginations, what circuitry would you like that you think would be useful for you in relation to outdoors. And you can either if you're a member of the community on Google Plus, you can put in a comment there. I'll link again. I'll put this boo in the community so you can link as a comment to this audio boo. If you're not in the community, if you just go to Google Plus communities and do a search for social hiking, you can then ask to be invited in. It's a private group, but it's publicly findable. And if anyone's welcome, it's not some elite club. It's just private to keep away spammers. And or you could do if you're on Audioboo, you could do an audio reply or even just an email or a tweet to give your suggestions. So thanks for listening, and I will speak to you all soon. Look forward to hearing your suggestions. Bye for now.